The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm obsessed with reality. I am obsessed with human liberty and our destiny. I want to empower every single person out there because I want to be empowered as well. We're going to take your phone calls. You just joined us. Coming up, why the FBI director puts tape over his webcam. That's NPR. We've got the video of a speech. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert sexually abused four teens. Well, yeah, you don't get into that club up there unless you're a pedo. We're going to get into TSA beefed up airport security, but the borders are wide open. It's all coming up today, and the election's being canceled state by state, hiding it in plain view, getting you ready for the big steal. We're taking your phone calls. Who should I go to? Terry, Jeremy, Julio, Shane, Dennis, Teresa, Erica, David, Michelle. Let's just start at the top. We'll just go right down Terry, Jeremy, Julio, straight down. Terry in Missouri, you're on the air. Now, I guess you're one of those conspiracy theorists that thought we used to actually popularly vote. You're not one of those terrorists, are you?
I think it's totally ridiculous. They think the American people are stupid. I'm stunned by it. I am just stunned. I don't know what to think.
Why be stunned? We never had voting. We don't have ads saying one person, one vote. We don't have ads saying go out in your duty and laws about fraud and how important each vote is, or Jim Crow laws blocking blacks from voting, or, you know, poll taxes and the Civil Rights Act. Forget your right to vote. Forget all that. That never existed. They say now your vote doesn't count.
Alex, they really think that Republicans have no clue. They think the Democrats are gods. I've gotten into quite a few discussions with my boss, and it's amazing.
Well, look, the average Democrat wants to cancel free speech and arrest everybody. I mean, these are fascist, hardcore, brainwashed zombies. I know you're listening to your radio, sweetie pie, but I want to turn that off.
I don't know what to do.
That's all right. Go ahead and finish your point.
Well, what do you think? Do you think that Trump would consider running on the independent ticket if the RNC...
Sure, but I mean, if they're going to steal him at the Republican level, they're going to steal him anyways, which isn't a negative thing overall. It's showing that we've got a dictatorship, an oligarchy, a Politburo, a central committee. I mean, that's what it is. That's the model. And we're just in incredible deep water now. I mean, it's a new level. I mean, I this is how martial law came to America. This is how we fell. I mean, this is your seeing in slow motion the demolition of our republic. I'm going to let you go. Everybody's got to turn those. I appreciate you. Everybody's got to turn those radios off. Because you can't talk to me and then listen to it. That's an old talk radio rule. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in FEMA Region 6. I'm in FEMA Region 6. Texas was great while it lasted. Go ahead, Jeremy.
2 points. How do we get Trump behind in the Fed, and how do we get Ron Paul and Trump in studio to debate this?
Well, that'd be a great stunt for Ron Paul and Trump to have a discussion, you know, have a town hall. In fact, I don't even call Ron Paul and mention that, but Ron Paul's such a purist, I don't even know if he'd do it. But you know, I asked Trump personally, I said, get into the Federal Reserve, call for an audit, and a week later he came out and did call for an audit. So, I mean, the media is not covering all the things he's calling for. He's calling for stopping the IRS harassing Christians. He's calling for making Saudi Arabia take the refugees. He's calling for lower taxes. I mean, he's pretty much doing that.
Yes, I see him definitely pushing the issues, definitely waking up Americans. What I fear the most definitely is this bank taking over. 98%, you know, loss of purchasing power. I can't really see how much more it can slide.
Well, even though we only have about 2 or 3% of the value of the dollar, what it was in 1913 when the Federal Reserve took over, it's still just denominated in that. But yes, we're seeing depression and inflation at the same time. It's going to be spectacular. In fact, I have an article, but I can't find it. It was in my stack. Will you guys reprint me? Obama prepares for new debt default. I don't know where that is in my stack, but I'm going to find it. That's a pretty big deal. Great points. Good to hear from you, Jeremy. Julio, Shane, Dennis, Teresa, Erica, David, Michael, and others. Your calls are straight ahead. This is the desperate defense of what's left of the Republic. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. I think it's poetic that Texas is one of the main centers of resistance. Didn't you know it ended up being that way? We'll be back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're on a mission. Bring down the globalists. They want to turn us into a bunch of cattle. Subservient minions. You're not putting the genie back in the bottle. Brzezinski, when he addressed the Council on Foreign Relations Canada 4 years ago, said, "We can't stop the awakening. All we can do is kill everybody." We are the anti-lie. We are the InfoWar. Truth is so big that I can't even describe it properly, and I feel like I'm a liar because I can't get you the full import of what I'm looking at here. If you just joined us, I read a laundry list of mainstream news articles going, you know what, doesn't matter if Trump was going to win the popular vote. We just canceled it in Colorado. Yeah, Sanders won big in Wyoming. We just gave the votes to Hillary. Yeah, from Nevada to Louisiana to Tennessee, we're just giving all the votes to Ted Cruz. We changed the rule. Maybe they'll change the rule saying Dennis Hastert's allowed to have sex with people on the wrestling team. Oh, but you can't just pass a law saying somebody can grab your 12-year-old son and have sex with him in the showers. Penn State could maybe have a rule that they're allowed to have sex with kids in the showers, maybe, huh? With Sandusky. But you can't pass a law saying murder's okay or torture or raping children because it's inherently wrong, and we know it is. China can have rules that they can kill political dissidents and shell their organs. They can have their Central Committee and Politburo vote on all day. They're a self-appointed group of criminals. And now our government is so illegitimate that they are now appointing presidential candidates in front of everyone. And I've been saying it for months. This is the cancellation of the 2016 election when you start appointing people. And here's the Washington Post. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucus. Ted Cruz wins majority of delegates in Colorado. He didn't win them. He was given them. New York Times. Cruz picks up all delegates in Colorado as candidates focus on New York primary. Man, I'm ashamed of Ted Cruz. What a sleeper agent he was. The messy way Colorado is picking its GOP delegates may actually matter this year. Washington Post, Colorado is one of six states or territories, that's territories, including American Samoa, Guam, North Dakota, Wyoming, and the Virgin Islands that opted not to hold Republican presidential caucuses or primary deciders by votes. Instead, the state's Republicans are meeting this weekend to finalize a slate of 37 delegates. Oh, isn't that cute? Oh, my gosh, because those are all former territories that never got out from under federal rule. This is martial law. And in the case of an emergency in a territory, elections are suspended. Do you understand that in front of you they are suspending the election? And lock, stock, and barrel, the media is acting like it's no big deal. When they take your pension funds, when they conscript your children, when they make you a literal slave, remember that laying down, remember that that only greased the skids. Now, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes and come back and take your phone calls from all over the world. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's the number to call when a caller gets off. Let's actually aim the camera for TV viewers, for radio, simulcasted at Infowars.com/show as well. Yeah, back out there. People can see my computer in here and the callers there on screen. You can see Kyle in Fort Worth and Jim in Kentucky and Julio in Chicago and Shane in Ohio and Dennis in Florida, Teresa in North Dakota and Erica in Cleveland and David in New York. You see the little smiley face ones? That just means they have better phones than the other people. When you got a good clear phone, you get lit up in pink there. But look right there on the computer. What's covered up? The webcam. I'll never forget John Ronson of Channel 4 and Trio and HBO, you name it. He was making a documentary about me. And he's like, Alex, why is there a Band-Aid on your webcam? This is like 16 years ago when Apple's first had them. And I went, well, it's been known that hackers can get in and watch those. And also third-party groups have AI software that they then get data and then tailor advertising at you. And he went off and wrote articles. It was The Guardian making fun of me about it. Well, okay. I mean, I told you the FBI could get into iPhones. Now they admit it. I mean, it's not the interface. It's the plug into it. And they have hard boot overrides right into it. I was told that by top hackers. Who's done it right in front of me? But continuing, we got hackers that are so powerful that I don't even want to get into it. It's incredible. I had hackers call me up and go, I just want to warn you, people are already in your phone. I'm going to go ahead and turn your phone off here in about 5 seconds, okay? And then they take the phone over in front of me, or they take down our websites in front of me, and they go, we're going to help you out, defeat the enemy, and they just take everybody out. But, you know, that's what's going on here. But why the FBI director puts tape over his webcam, NPR. Now, I told you this 18, 19 years ago. Got made fun of in national TV 16 years ago. You can read countless articles we've written breaking it down. But, oh my gosh, why the FBI director puts tape over his webcam. The FBI director, James Comey, gave a speech last week about privacy and saying we can't have freedom or safety and privacy. Well, when you give up liberty, you get tyranny. You don't get security. So that's a historical fraud. But Comey admits he puts a piece of tape over his webcam lens of his laptop, like it's something you can do. It's still listening. And by the way, they're listening most of the time. When you open a new Samsung TV or whatever, it has, in the terms of service, that third-party groups are listening and watching, and it tells you, watch what you say or do. Remember 7, 8 years ago in Philadelphia? The schools were watching the kids at home over their computers, and the girl was eating Skittles, so they called the cops on her thinking it was drugs. They watched your kids naked. So that's what's going on. Now, let's go ahead and go to the FBI director talking about this, because I guess he's an evil conspiracy theorist now. Here it is.
And someone said, I wasn't even planning to talk about this. Someone says, what do you think about the fact that all Apple phones are going to be encrypted now? And I imprudently just sort of wing something. But the conversation about surveillance was not driven by Apple's change or my reaction to Apple's change or litigation. It began in the summer of 2013. And you can debate whether from overall perspective it was good or bad. I think it was bad, but others have a different view. But I think that's when that conversation began. And I think we have an opportunity to channel it into something healthy. I don't think it should freak you out. I think you should demand the details. Demand to know how the government conducts surveillance, how they're overseen, how they're constrained. Demand to know how these devices work. Demand to know whether it is true. I saw someone knew this, so I copied it. I put a piece of tape. I have a laptop, personal laptop. I put a piece of tape over the camera because I saw somebody smarter than I had a piece of tape over their camera. And so I think you should channel it into a healthy awareness, a demand for information, and engagement.
Okay. Forget the FBI. Microsoft, Google, Apple, and the other big combines are all running AI computers and algorithms and future predicting systems in their own admissions. We knew this before it was public because I had NSA whistleblowers on and off air that told me it was about predicting the future, manipulating the future with stimulus, and I'm on record in films I made 18 years ago documenting. I'm not bragging because we know what we're talking about. And the director is there just making everybody comfortable, and it's okay, and you should demand to know this and that. We had the FBI 4 years ago, and we put out an article about their Stingray systems saying we don't know what these cell towers are. Well, we got the documents that they were FBI and Homeland Security. So they just sit there and talk to you like you're an idiot. You have parallel construction where they go out and create these fake court cases off data they steal without warrants, and then they create parallel construction with fake informants just making up a fake case around the evidence they've already gotten. Do you have any idea how dangerous all this is? This is a totalitarian dream that dwarfs anything we've ever seen in history. So there you go. One more thing I'm right about. One more thing we told you first about. Just a fact, so you'll listen to the next thing we say. Julio in Chicago, Shane in Ohio, Dennis in Florida, Teresa in North Dakota, Erica in Cleveland, David in New York, Michael in Dallas, Kyle in Fort Worth, Jim in Kentucky, and others. You're all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar. Spread the word, InfoWars.com. I hope you don't.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com. Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wow. Matt just ran in here with an article from CBS News. Top secret, 28 pages, may hold clues about Saudi support for 9/11 hijackers. Well, it has a stand down by our government. And we actually already know this is all true. This is a big deal to have this coming out. Very, very exciting. Oh, something else we did first. Something else we warned you about. Something else we told you was going on. I want to go back to your phone calls right now. Then coming up, Team Obama is setting us up for another housing market collapse. The Boston Globe denounces Trump candidacy in front page satire, running articles with headlines like deportation begins. This is so amazing. All he says is Mexico has borders. We have borders. We've got to have basic borders. We can't just bring in unvetted people from the Middle East. And they demonize him like it's the end of the world. This is the triumph of ignorance, but don't worry, the establishment will make sure your vote doesn't count for him. Thank goodness they know best. Julio in Chicago, thanks for calling today.
Well, Alex, it's crazy to be back in Chicagoland with all the havoc that's going on in the great state of Illinois, but as a news reporter, it's certainly keeping me on my toes, and I'm looking forward to covering the Illinois Republican State Convention later this spring. Because I want to witness firsthand, on top of hopefully getting credentialed to cover the RNC in Cleveland this summer, I want to witness firsthand them trying to steal the popular vote away from Donald Trump. They're throwing the idea. Obviously, it's not sticking, even to mainline conservatives who think this is a bad idea that they're trying to do. Even on the Democratic side, we've had Illinois especially had record number voter turnout on the Republican side. Once the Republicans try to steal the popular vote from Trump, we're going to see record low, again, record low voter turnout. And quite frankly, we're going to see our first technocratic president of the United States. Italy had a technocrat. John McCain at the Brookings Institute advocated Ukraine to have a technocracy. Technocracy's happening all over Europe.
That's the new name for a dictatorship, and I'm glad you're so informed, Julio. Absolutely. And again, they're openly saying, yeah, we're canceling all these caucuses. We're giving the Bernie voters to Hillary. We're giving the Trump voters to Cruz. We're just ignoring it when they advertise you have a vote. They have federal and state laws. They have public funds spent on this. And then the party claims they can pass some rule. That's untested fraud. That's a lie. What about the civil rights movement so blacks could vote? Now no one's vote counts? But see, oh, because it's not black or whatever. It's not a minority. It's all of us getting screwed. Suddenly it's okay. See, they're stealing all of our rights while getting us to obsess on political correctness and what words we use. It's such a controversy. It's so sensational. And it's just hiding in plain view, Julio.
It's going to be quite fascinating. Obviously, this is more of the elitist. You know, playing this game of risk, the game of global domination. It'll be interesting this year at the North American Bilderberg meeting, whether they come back to Chantilly or they decide to hang out in Canada, where they try to place their final cards. Because, again, the steal is going to happen. It's just fascinating as a reporter to watch this happen firsthand, to watch the CIA operative Buck Sexton admit that, yeah, this is probably not a good idea that the Republican National Committee is trying to...
So you're talking about Buck Sexton. He goes, oh, listen, Alex Jones is a conspiracy terrorist, but this is a bad idea to steal the election.
Yeah, absolutely. They try to use that label all the time to squash a populist like yourself. But, it's it's amazing how to see this happen. And again, the reason why this is happening is because the public, even to a certain degree, is waking up. People don't want Hillary Clinton. The Republican establishment candidates aren't working. Even a Ted Cruz isn't working among the public.
That's right, and they're so arrogant. They're going to install people in front of us and even use the word canceled election in the Washington Post like it's no big deal. Great to hear from you, Julio. Wow. Again, I expected a lot of tyranny. But to see him do it, to be living through it now, and to see how small a news issue it is, really shows you how much trouble we're in. I mean, it is amazing. Shane in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Well, I have a few things here. First off, I have a question about this Colorado canceling the election. Did they have one scheduled and then just abruptly cancel it and just hand the delegates over to Cruz? Or how did it take place?
The Republican committee, outside of state law, claims they're just allowed to do whatever. So they voted and had state officials go along with it to cancel the primary, and they just gave Cruz the 34 delegates. That's in the Washington Post, and they just say it's no big deal.
And it's just no big deal, and then the people of Colorado just say whatever? I mean,
yeah, I mean, but the media actually laughs. I mean, played the clips and says you're a conspiracy theorist. There was never voting to begin with. So don't think there was ever votes to begin with. That's a fake memory. And of course, then they didn't cancel the election in Wyoming or New Hampshire or a bunch of other states. They just, when Bernie Sanders wins by 15, 20, 30 points, they just give it to Hillary. But it doesn't matter. She goes on the Hunger Games show, I mean, The View, and you know, laughs with a bunch of painted-up women, a bunch of old tarts, and, you know, talks about how, you know, she's already won the presidency, and it's all fun because it's girl power. See how cute that is?
Yeah, that's wonderful. And then the second thing I got for you, Alex, is I'm interested in going to Cleveland during the convention, and whatever you're going to organize, I want to be part of. And that's the reason why I was calling up here, is to see if you have anything planned or in mind. And also,
well, yeah, we're going to be announcing major rallies and events. It's months off, and I don't want to do it. It's a dangerous mission, but it's got to be done. I'm an evil person. I'm going to be there in protest that they openly stole the popular vote. And I'm going to be there pointing out that America's become a dictatorship, and they've already had MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, CNBC demonize me and just go, can you believe the extremists? He's calling for violence in Cleveland, which we haven't done. They just how imagine that I would want to go protest that they're ignoring the popular vote. My parents must be really ashamed of me. In fact, I want to apologize right now. Folks, I'm the bad person. No one should go to Cleveland and protest. Let's just all sit down and shut up when they tell us that they now select the candidates. I mean, that's what they do in China. I mean, isn't that the right way to go? I mean, Raul Castro, you know, hereditary. They passed down power in Cuba. North Korea does it. I mean, isn't Kim Jong-un the way we should do things, brother?
No, not at all. But my question is, when they actually do steal it, then what's the plan of action after that? When we're all up here and then they steal it right in front of our face, what do we do then?
What do we do? We go out and educate people that America is occupied by foreign interests that have put us into debt by design, that are bringing in a world government who want to collapse industrial civilization to control populations. And we expose Agenda 21. We expose this is really happening. And this is a global program. They've written books. They have white papers. They admit their plan. They're doing it. It's a 160-year-old project. The New World Order Project is happening. It's anti-human. It's anti-prosperity. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break. More great callers, informative callers, Dennis and Teresa and others, straight ahead after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. They're trying to censor InfoWars.com. They're trying to censor our videos, our articles, with all their AI systems on big platforms trying to block us, but they can't stop you, the people, sending those links out, pasting those links into message boards, into comment sections, in your email, and spreading the word about InfoWars.com. InfoWars is far from perfect. You know what? It's the best thing we've got, and the enemy knows that. The truth is, we're winning the InfoWar, so take heart in that.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
George Carlin, what a great mind. He didn't believe the official story of 9/11. We got an interview with him before he died. You can type in George Carlin on 9/11 Truth and see it. We have psychopaths running things that don't have goodwill for people. That term, goodwill. I see somebody with a better car than mine or a more beautiful wife or successful, great thing. I admire them. I see some super manly guy, like, you name it. And I just admire that. I don't hate him or want to bring him down. Because I have my own gifts, my own skills, and I'm better than them at some things. They're better than me at some things. That's real diversity. The globalists have a feudalist model. And if you study feudalism, you understand serfdom. From the ancient Chinese, the ancient Japanese, to the ancient Russians, to the ancient African tribes, the ancient Mesoamerican tribes, the Druidic tribes of Western Europe, the general public almost always got formed into groups of slaves who didn't have the same rights as the people above them. And the controllers would always play different groups of the poor off against each other and create artificial rivalries. You can go back like 1,000 years ago after the Romans were well out of England, and local kings would come to one town on one side of a river and one town on the other side of the river, and they'd say, I'm going to offer a gold sword, or I'm going to offer a shield or this big prize to the best warriors from your towns against each other. They have a jousting match with the people killing each other. And it was done so both sides of the river, the exact same genetics, the exact same people, would start hating each other because of symbolic warfare they had. That's sports. And the king was off with hundreds of little towns and cities he controlled as lords, with all these sporting events to get everyone hating the other team. Like, we're the lion rampant. Well, we're the griffin. And, well, we're the green dragon. Well, we're the Red Cross. We're the, and all just loving their clubs. Napoleon said, how wonderful it is that men will give their lives, throw themselves into gunfire for little pieces of ribbon and metal. He's the guy that invented medals. I'm going to go to your calls. It's just that it's so naked. It's so out in the open. And they're openly installing Hillary and installing Ted Cruz when they don't have the votes. They're just giving them the delegates, or they're suspending state votes and just giving it to them. And imagine working at the Denver Post, the New York Times, or these other papers. All of them just come out and say, it's legitimate, it's no big deal, move along. And people just feel like they're alone. They go, they canceled the election? What's going on? You open the newspaper? What? Well, it's okay, honey, because Trump's a racist. Or it's okay, Bernie's a socialist. And like George Carlin said, get ready because now they're coming after your pension. When you study feudalism or serfdom, they try to keep you as poor as possible and as divided as possible and as ununified as possible so that you're so busy scraping and trying to earn a living that you can't ever even think about anything else. And that's really, for me, the ultimate sin of the social engineers. It's that I see an ignorant, dumb person, and I want to try to enlighten them and build them up because I feel human kinship to them. But the globalists see somebody that's ignorant, and they see a chump, they see dinner. They're predatory against their own species. And they have used the most high-tech psychological warfare and cultural undermining mechanisms to just ruin our society. And I study the elite themselves. Their kids are committing suicide. They're getting blowback from the culture. They're all screwed up. It's just, it's a con game. They're not even going to rule anything with this program. They're going to ensure total ignorance in World War III. But they sold world government as a way of stopping World War III, but then they're giving North Korea reactors, giving them missiles, giving China nukes and missiles, starting all these wars, funding Al-Qaeda, and you get down to the final equation, you really study who runs things, they're just nasty. And they like doing bad stuff. You know, the average good guy who gets off on doing something a little naughty, maybe cheats on their wife or, you know, does something, goes and gambles or something. But the elite, they're into just really horrible things, trying to take over the environment, trying to genetically engineer every plant and animal that's out there. They're like manipulating the atmosphere with classified geoengineering they admit going on. And just every other crazy thing you can imagine and giant cyclotrons that they admit could blow the Earth up. The Hadron Super Collider. Super Collider is the modern term since the 80s. It's a atom smasher cyclotron. And what I know they've got, what's been leaked, is antimatter weapons that will destroy the entire solar system. Atomic bombs were developed in equations in 1900 by Max Planck. We're not in 1900 anymore. We're in 2016. They've got AI computers predicting the future with basically 100% accuracy. The world is so fantastical, and I don't want to fight with anybody. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're a Fed or a Russian or a whatever you are. Man, we got to stand up for the species and stick up for human free will and stand up against a system that openly tries to dumb us down and control us. It's a bad system. And poverty and pain and death follows this road. I'm going to come back to like 10 calls. Dennis, Teresa, Erica, David, Michael, Kyle, and Jim. At least those callers straight ahead. Infowars.com is the website. I'm doing the best job I can. I think we can save the species, but I'm telling you, folks, this is an epic, legendary, incredible, surreal, over-the-top time to be alive. And you need to understand, folks, that we fight not against flesh and blood. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Just want to be programmable robots to give up our free will? We want a bunch of Kim Jong-uns and Hillary Clintons to actually be our betters and rule us? Or do we want to be part of the animating contest of liberty and pick up where our ancestors left off? Crank it up for a moment. Thank you. Need to hear it. And just say no, no, no. You want us to die? You want us to give up? You want us to roll over and give you the future and everything humanity built so you can steal our birthright? You technocrats, you will fall. You will never rule over us, you parasites. We need to call and pray to God for you to fall. Our shadows taller than our souls. And there's a lady we all know. Let's go to your phone calls. Dennis, Teresa, Erica, all of you. Dennis, you're on the air from Florida. Go ahead.
General Bulldog Jones, what a pleasure it is to talk to you, sir. I know you don't like to be thanked, so I won't. But I will say that I do applaud your passion and your information that has inspired me to try.
Well, let me tell you, you got passion when a bunch of demonic wolves are shooting the humanity's guts out in front of you. You'd be a crazy person not to be fighting them, but go ahead.
Absolutely. I have followed you for quite a long time. First time I called in, again, I thank you for your information. There's many things to talk about. What I would like to talk about initially is a Trump phenomenon. He's the best unfortunately, he's the best choice that is presented to us as a selection.
Look, he's for real. He's his own guy. He's got problems. That's why they hate him. It's simple. He is not part of their system. They're crapping their pants and openly stealing things right in front of him, which is another gift. Look, he wins by just running. He got in the arena. He showed it's rigged. This is devastating. We win anyway. If people realize we're having the victory, if we believe we're demoralized, then, and we believe we're disempowered, then they win.
I agree. But tell me this. Do you not think that any man can be manipulated in some way or another? I mean, yes, him personally, that be...
Yeah, I don't think Trump's a panacea. I don't think Trump's a panacea.
Daughter, you can threaten his wife. I mean, there's a way to get to any man.
I don't know. I've had my life threatened and stuff. At a certain point, you just go, whatever. You know, it's kind of like they say in True Grit, just go ahead and fill your hand. I mean, you know.
Life is one thing, but your wife and someone you care about, your daughter, my God, who would risk the dog's life for anything.
Well, I agree we shouldn't put all our faith in one person, but the process of him doing this has been very healthy. It showed how they propagandized. It showed he sees a vacuum with an illegitimate government with a 9% approval rating. So maybe he's a predator coming to take over their spoils. Whatever he is, he's caused a seismic shock to the system.
I agree.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Dennis. Teresa. Teresa in North Dakota. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Well, hello from Freeman Region 8. How are you doing today?
I am good. Good to speak with you.
Well, good. Our right to vote was taken away from us, too, last weekend. We're not allowed to have a primary or a caucus either, and the only thing we...
You're one of the six states. They've gotten rid of voting now, which they advertise you vote, right? But, oh, no, that... I love how they're on the news going, no, you never voted. What? Well, are you crazy? What am I...
The majority of our delegates, and that's all we were told. We weren't told how many, you know, and it's a shame that we're left out of the voting process, you know. I thought it was every...
It's a shame. I know. We were told we used to vote in this country, but look how calm you are about it. It's a shame we don't get to vote now. And it's a shame the media just goes along with it like it's no big deal.
Well, you know, I'm really upset and I'm really mad, but, you know, it's people just rolling over and letting them do it, you know.
By the way, it's getting worse. They didn't even let the delegates, when they voted, even though they're bought in paper with the superdelegates, vote for Trump. They listed Cruz twice. It's even worse than that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize.
Well, you know, it's okay. You know, it's what they're supposed to do. You know, they don't even care. You know, it's very frustrating, you know. That's their
arrogance, because they go to the shopping mall and see the general public in a daze. Here's the problem with the elite. 30-40% of us of every race, color, and creed are awake. So just because 70% can't wipe their own butts, it doesn't mean the rest of us are going to roll over so you can rule over us, globalists. Got it?
Exactly.
God bless you, man. I, North Dakota didn't get to vote either. They just go, oh, we passed the rule. Voting doesn't matter now. We pay for all the voting machines, have it all, state law, federal law, you know, all these civil rights movements so people can vote. Forget it. None of you can vote. So now it's fair, see? Out around the headline, blacks denied vote in Colorado. It's true. How many black people, let's look up the numbers, how many African Americans live in Colorado? They didn't get to vote in the Republican primaries. So let's just put the headline, like 1 million blacks or whatever it is, didn't get to vote. Then it'd be, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But when everybody gets screwed over, oh, it's suddenly okay. That's political correctness. We're all being signed onto trillions of debt we don't owe. We're all being maneuvered towards bankruptcy so they control us. America was the only country in modern history, and we had our own problems. It was about prosperity and really making everybody rich. Everybody came here. Everything else was already sewed up combines, sewed up monopolies. Look at Italy, incredibly smart artisans, people. They would come here because they could actually get out of the caste they were in. Or India, great people in caste systems. Or Spain or anywhere, they could come here. Or Africa, you could come here and actually get a shot. Wasn't perfect, but you got a shot. That's all gone, folks. You live in one of Venezuela, it doesn't matter how smart you are, you don't have an opportunity. It's over, unless you're a member of the party. They even tell the women in Venezuela now, don't hair dry. There's not enough electricity under communism. And all these idiot young kids want a free education for everything. And spoiled, rotten little brats. Erica in Cleveland, you're on the air, Erica.
I just wanted to say that I think Trump would get a huge boost if he would just pledge not to spend over $74 million on personal vacations.
That is a great stunt for him to pull, is attack Obama on vacations and Hillary and say that he won't spend taxpayer money on vacations and that he'll only take 3 weeks of vacation a year instead of 4 months like Obama does.
Yes, and the whole 70% of women not being for Trump, that is so full of crap.
I know. They create push polls. They create a perception. Exactly. It's like saying Hispanics don't want a border. Upwards of 70% in every Gallup poll do. They're not stupid. They just create a perception. Like, if you want a border, you hate Hispanics. I mean, it's just made up.
Yes, that's all I wanted to say. And I love all your products. I take the pharmaceuticals. I got the heirloom seeds. They're looking great under the grow light for now.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You're a sweetheart. God bless you. Yeah, if folks don't buy the products that are the best quality, best non-GMO seeds, lowest prices, widest selection, Hillary for President t-shirts, 25% off all the t-shirts, and free shipping until tomorrow at noon. That's running at InfoWarsStore.com. The Nutraceuticals DNA Force is back in stock. Our methylcobalamin Secret 12, highest quality vitamin B12 is back in stock. The reviews from major top sites on our products are just over the top because we bring you the most sickeningly high quality. Now, whether it's $19.95 for the best coil silver or, you know, our DNA Force that's like, you know, similar stuff sold in Germany for like $400 a bottle, folks. I mean, we just bring you the hardcore game changers. One of my friends brought me a bottle of stuff they paid $40 for from their doctor. It was half the size of Secret 12, methylcobalamin, and it was the synthetic type. And I showed him, I said, here's ours, double the size, $10 less, medical grade, pure methylcobalamin. With a Cenovil cobalamin, I already said to make it activate 20% of that. I mean, it's just everything we've got is the best. I mean, it's just sickeningly good. That's what I do, folks. I would. Sociopaths don't get this. Like, if you give people quality, they come back to you. You dominate anyways. Treat others how you want to be treated. They think that's a weakness, so they sell you crap to get off on cheating you. My dad used to always explain to me, people would rather kill you for a quarter than make $1 billion with you illegally. They'd rather rob you and cheat you like they won than bring you quality. I don't mean to get into a plug here at the end of the show. It's just that I'm superstitious, folks, like at a genetic level. Like, I won't screw people over, even if they're my enemy, because it's bad luck. I don't know how to explain it. And I just don't get the fact that we're such game changers in nutraceuticals because, quite frankly, no one else will do what we're doing. And look, we're taking over. We're dominating. I mean, because it's the natural law God gave us. David in New York, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex, great to hear. Great to be on your show.
Yes, sir. We got about a minute left.
Okay, I'll give you a quick minute. I'm a quick Jersey talker. I live in New York now. Three quick points. One, Trump is awesome. He's legit. He's clear. He's got a soul. He's got a soul, Alex. He's legit.
That's it. They hate him because he's got a soul.
Right. Number two, Cruz has got those shifty eyes. That's why he's out there stealing them delegates. He's a fake Christian, brothers and sisters. Don't be fooled by him. And three, Alex, you just mentioned about 2 minutes ago. If they steal this election, and if they rob the people and rob our constitutional rights, it's going to wake up the consciousness of America, and they're going to get caught, Alex. They're going to get caught.
We got a jump. God bless you. Out of time. Sorry, the other callers, Michael, Michelle, Kyle, Jim, calling back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the weekday show. Absolutely. I love hearing the strength of that man's voice. Exactly. Engaging, we win. Resisting, we win. Laying down, we lose. But whether they steal it or don't, we're engaged. We're blowing them open. This is only the start of our fight. It's only begun. I want to salute you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.